You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Dear listeners, I write to you from a tiny cubicle in Midtown. I've taken up a job to fund this podcast, and the job is being awesome!
New York City is a playground for the single guy. Look at this place.
You know what I'm talking about? We have not a single guy, but a woman that's taken, and she's an author, and she's a comic, and put your labias together because it's controversial and silly for Jacqueline Novak!
Perfect place to play the game.
Ooh, hi.
And you might be wondering whose clappity clammy hands those were. It's my business partner in crime. How many questions is a web series that's kind of tanking in terms of views, but not in terms of industry interest? Lisa Traeger.
I'm back. I don't read or write books, but you guys.
Were you impressed when she called me an author?
Well, I know about your book.
Oh, I was like.
Because she talks about
it. I was a little impressed.
With yourself.
Yeah,
what's your book called?
Well, tentatively, How to Weep in Public.
Wait, I thought it was Buy This Book or Don't. Who cares?
It was originally, yeah.
Who said no to that?
The publisher. Editor and publisher. They were like,
the
we
woman
like
who
it
wrote
for
that
the...
book 4 years ago that inspired me.
Wait, I'm definitely like going, right?
Yeah.
I'm not hearing myself that well, and I just like really like to hear myself buttery and like.
I know.
And like mic'd, and
you
I just like, I feel like as if I covered my own ears.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'll admit it.
Sorry. This headphone issues happened before.
Yeah, hurt, boy.
Vodka.
It's not a big deal.
I mean, if you cannot just sway your hips and get down with a little bit of Drake, then there's probably something different about you and me. And just because I can't relate to you, why would I accuse you of perjury?
Yeah. Can I ask Jacqueline questions?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write a book?
Like, don't take
over,
though.
I guess it's really not even done yet because I'm waiting for more notes. So the third, you know, it's like a third revision now is probably going to have to happen. I mean, it could be smaller notes, but
yeah, I'm sure.
Did
you
get
a
book deal and then start a book?
Lisa, shut up.
Or did you write the book and then?
No, I know. Yeah, I'll give you the info because like I'd want it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's
give
just
it.
Like it's always tough, you know, when you just hear something and it's just like, oh, it just sounds like what? Like how did that even?
Did you want to write a book forever,
guys? I can't.
Yeah,
even,
I wanted
I don't
to write a book
okay,
forever.
What's going on? In
I
this
definitely
in,
wanted wait. To write a book forever, and. I wanted to, I always, you know, thought it would just be a book of essays, you know, humorous and poignant essays and nicely, you know, fit in with my comedy career or whatever. And there's a lot of book of essays. So ultimately, when I was trying to sell a book, getting really around to it, I had this idea.
You got to talk a little faster.
No, I
Lisa,
know.
Shut
I know.
You know what? I think that it's almost maybe it's a that's a personality move with you. That's how you because you were sliced open at the thyroid throat, and so then you felt disadvantaged. Then in conversations, when your teacher would talk to you or someone with status, you'd be like, "Your shoes don't match your shit." Go ahead though. Talk faster.
Wait, was your thyroid sliced?
Just my throat.
Just the fact that she never talks about this, but I said, what's the worst thing that happened to you? We're in a long car ride. Finally, we're like having our 19th meal together, and I was like, I don't know, like, what's the worst thing? And then she tilted her head back and had like 1,000 scars on her chin where they sliced her so many times, and just like a serial killer, she never talks about it. And then she was also, then I left her alone to think about it because she's like, I've actually never thought about it. So then I just walked around outside and let her think about it for a while.
Oh my God.
And that's the way I do friendship.
Yeah, I'm really slow because I'm not on the Adderall these days. I'm going without.
Did you do
so I'm
Adderall?
A slow.
When you were writing it, did you do Adderall?
No. I mean, I did at one point a little bit trying one similar to Vyvanse, this other thing. I experimented with that a little bit. I mean,
is that the song? It's a Vyvanse thing. Vyvanse thing.
I haven't seen any ads for it, but what it was recommended. And then I was very focused, but it was weird. It didn't allow me to.
You didn't feel normal.
I didn't go. It just wasn't working for this particular thing. But basically, when I was in a period of particular depression, and I was just like, everything I was writing, it just was seeping into it. So I decided, all right, well, maybe I'll try to write from this and just own it and say, you know, this is me writing from my depression kind of to someone else who's depressed. I was like, maybe that'd be like slightly comforting to hear from someone else who's depressed.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of.
And then guess what, Lisa? She sold a book, bitch. I'm about to hit you with the work, boy. Yeah. I'm about to hit you with the work, boy. I hate coming through stunning on niggas that I know. Okay.
And do you read a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, I read a lot. I read kind of weird stuff these days. Like, I'm not like reading the classics. You know what I'm saying? I read almost no fiction. I just sort of read a bunch on some strange
BuzzFeed
thing that I'm interested in. Like, right now I have like 6 books on my phone about astral projection. You know,
you can read
on
your phone. You'll read a whole book on your phone.
I like to read on my phone.
You were last episode that Jacqueline Novak was on. I believe it was episode 35. Oh my God,
did we talk about astral projection last time?
We did. You talked about. God. You taught me about it. So you're still on this astral projection thing.
Well, no. I feel like I read a bunch of books, got all the strategies.
I mean, it's a crazy thing
needed
to wrap your mind around. It's not like you need a new thing like that every week. It's like, now this week it's transporting your body through.
Yeah, I felt like I had read enough. Like, I basically got all the strategies. There was no info I wasn't getting. Like, I was hearing the same strategies over and over again. And so I, like, basically decided the best one was the rope method, where you pull yourself out of your body.
Word.
With your energy arms. You imagine a rope, like, coming out of your chest up through your ceiling, and you lie there still and get into, like, a trance state. I just like to do it when I'm going to sleep. It sort of inspires me to get in bed.
And you physically put your arms out to grab the rope?
No, you leave your flesh arms down.
Ooh.
But you imagine, sort of, you imagine the feeling and sensation of reaching up and grabbing the rope and pulling yourself out.
Can we do it right now with the sound effect of hard rain?
Oh, I love that.
You know what's actually a good method?
That's my favorite noise.
Yeah, it's good.
Hitting the face roof just looked like 9 cats were going down on her.
You know what? When I was in the swim team during big, like before big meets,
I hope that the link is 9 cats going down.
We would like sit and visualize the race, whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
my coach would play that song where it's like, if there's something calling in the air. That's what we would visualize too.
That, you know, that song's about seeing him something?
Something about dead, I'm sure.
Dead. Yeah. And I remember.
Yeah.
I remember, don't worry.
I'm more selective about whom I have dinner with than whom I have sex with.
Do you
feel
the same way?
That is absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, because you have to talk during dinner.
Right. There's more ways it could go wrong.
No, but you got to hold a whole fleshy body, real flesh, not astral arms. You got to hold their body, sometimes people put peenie in their mouth and don't even want to have dinner talk with them. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, I've had sex with many of strangers and never had dinner with a stranger.
You put any old willy-nilly
right
in your mouth?
I don't have to put it in my mouth.
Does it smell weird?
I guess sometimes, but that was mostly with like a boyfriend, because then we would just be gross.
Yeah.
But
versus you're like going out.
Do you do? Okay. Yeah. You've been in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Now, oral sex, you going to do it after shower, right? Like, cause you get to pick and choose. Like, why do
right,
it dirty
right
wordy? Am
right
I like bad for not wanting to do dirty wordy anymore? Like, it's not
no
like she wants, Shauna wants, you know what I mean?
No.
We want to have.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that's good. Yeah, you can choose. Like, so why not? But I mean, I guess it's sort of like if the moment is like a sexy moment that, you know,
deserves
is kind of, that's why it's in the moment that it's interesting. Where if
yeah
you were to go take a shower, like you might be less interested
yeah
after.
Yeah. Concert,
you know, sometimes,
bathroom.
Yeah, sometimes the fact of being unclean or just, you know, or just not prepared makes it a little bit kind of like raunchier, not the actual
like, yeah, yeah,
scent,
the,
but just
the
fact
context
that like
of it is hotter.
You know, yeah, like these. Yeah, I don't care that like you haven't changed these. There's the same underwear you've worn for the last 3 unshowered days. Like,
I'm probably having 10, 15 dates. I've slept.
Sorry about
that.
Who,
is that still
not,
Shark Tank?
This is a guy on Dr. Phil talking about how to pick up women.
Oh,
okay.
What's his name? Is he like is that his job?
Paul Janka. Paul Janka's attraction formula.
Oh.
That's you know, so he's got that sound that I just find repellent. Like, if he uses that voice and tone,
okay, so
when
this
he's
is
talking
him,
to women,
hidden camera talking to women.
It's just like lock on, like a missile.
I love your style.
Oh,
come and say hi because it's very unique.
The are you first kidding right
I
now?
I love your style.
Are you kidding? That's like,
it's very unique.
Any second he's about to say, I'm running this. I happen to have a great connection with a salon. And if you give me credit card information, yeah.
Have you ever
exactly
done that? Have you ever done?
I've never.
I've gotten scammed from the salon.
I've never
before.
Done it. But apparently, like,
you know
it
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
deal.
But I've worked at salons for years, so I have a lot of experience, and so I do not get fooled.
We get right. it.
What I don't like is when they give you a bag of makeup and then they're like talking. You're like, yeah, I'll take this makeup. Yeah. And they're like, $20. I'm like,
I know, I know.
I feel like
I know.
A bag of makeup for $20 is.
That's the worst, boy. Worst. I'll admit it. You haven't been a man for like a minute.
Ah, how does Drake write so many songs?
My God.
How does he write so many songs? How does he keep on writing songs that make my pelvis go
I
crazy?
I think he must have just tapped in to his personal well.
Yeah.
Like he found the river in him versus the streams.
It's like us in comedy.
I just like that he's also like funny and silly and kind of nice too.
He's so good.
He's really a full package.
Yeah, he's such a full package. I would have sex with him.
Because did you hear in Toronto they were taking pictures of his face and putting it on all the handicapped signs? Because back in the day, Aubrey Graham was on Degrassi.
I can't believe you've got the Toronto scoop.
And he was in a wheelchair because of the school shooting. So his face
no,
is all over Toronto.
That happened on Degrassi?
Yeah. And so then they asked Drake, they're like, how do you feel? And he's like, I like it. You know?
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you that I'm in it for the long haul. You can really get the business.
I like it.
But honestly, if someone played me that with a gun in my head and said, who is that? I would never have. Drake wouldn't have been my first five guesses.
Because despite knowing a lot about pop culture, you just don't get Drake culture.
Because
I would be able to. Gun, no gun, knife, bulletproof vest.
Yeah, I never got into Drake. But I like him.
Now, Jacqueline, I do want to focus on you. And your behaviors.
Oh, most about relationships. We were talking about dirty sex with 3-day old
now
underwear.
Just don't talk unless you're asking Jacqueline a question.
Okay.
Ah!
Do you want this cookie?
No.
A weird man gave it to me yesterday.
Really?
No, he wasn't weird.
What
he
are your no
This guy was eating.
No, Lisa.
Oh,
what did I tell you?
What?
I don't want to feel like I'm stifling her though. You know what I mean? I mean.
I'll admit it.
I've like what happened is that we developed a dynamic.
Yes.
That used to be funny, but I've gone too far.
Just ask Jacqueline.
You've created a monster.
Already.
The dynamic.
What were you gonna say when you said no to the cookie?
Oh, I was gonna say, I'm trying to kill the carb monster inside. Like
oh,
it's
God,
just
yeah,
last
night
I got pizza, but like out of having no money, I've started cooking like you know where it was like I had the last $20 and.
Wait, from your advance?
Well, it's been a while, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I thought that the second check was going to come a little sooner, and it's not until all the notes are finalized.
Oh, shit.
And it's all just, and it took them a really long time to give me the notes back and all this stuff. So it's just been really.
So
what publisher are you with?
Crown.
Okay.
And it's like a division of Random House.
So random.
And we used to like in high school we'd be like Random House. We'd say that. We'd go like Random House.
That's what I pulled it from.
As another,
did
you grow
research
up in New York?
In the burbs, north, not Kisco, Chappaqua area. But yeah, so I started having to cook, and then I've recently just gotten into like trying. Cause I want to eat what I want to eat, and when I get obsessed with the food, it's like the only thing other than just getting what I want is like the only interesting thing to me is trying to create quantity of food that I could just pound without guilt. You know what I mean, or without fear or whatever. And I want to like you know. So
what have you been eating? Like broccoli?
So I've been the latest is like I made. Peanut butter cups, okay, that dark chocolate peanut butter cups that have no sugar. Okay.
What?
It's like a tiny bit of stevia that and they're really good. And then I've been making so I'm just
And
like,
you can pound those? Guilt free?
What do you mean?
Like
pound?
You can Didn't you say you make an abundance of food that you can pound?
Yes, yes. I haven't been pounding those.
Okay,
but
I just hate
cauliflower crust is the new thing that I'm working on for making pizzas.
Yeah, you can also make cauliflower mashed potatoes. You put one potato and all cauliflower, but Lisa, that's not good for your hypothyroid.
Mm-mm.
So Lisa going to be on that.
So you have a hypothyroid and you were slit in the throat. I mean, this is pretty interesting from an energetic standpoint.
It's, like, they're all to do with the same thing, but I want to start the rumor that she was slit in the throat. By a
what about chakras?
Well, throat is fifth chakra, okay, and it's kind of like about, there's a few things. It's about like choice, like individual willpower. Choices, and then it's also communication, and so you know, writing, comedy, all that stuff is fifth chakra. I mean, it's other things too, but it's like. And sometimes they talk about like thyroid things being related to fifth chakra stuff. Like when I'm talking slowly, if you search fifth chakra.
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm going to go home immediately and do this.
It's so fun. Yeah. I have like a million books about the energetic. So if you wrote like fifth.
We're about to get into fifth chakra talk.
I do it on my phone, but it's messed up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So get into blue. Blue is like a light fifth, blue is right. What you want to wear to work on your fifth.
Yeah, blue. Vishuddha is the fifth primary chakra. Do you want to know about the location, appearance, seed, mantra, petals, function? The function. The chakra is known as the purification center, where the nectar amrita drips down from the bindush. I cannot imagine Lisa getting into this.
I would search fifth chakra thyroid.
Fifth chakra for dummies.
And then write, or you could go straight to Deborah King or Carolyn Mace's websites where they have full-on chakra chart.
Everybody knows so much different stuff, which is why My Sexy Podcast is the meeting hub for so many creative minds. My Sexy Podcast. I know. You're listening to it.
I'm really into, you know, self-helpy shit. And yeah, all of that, like, let's heal other ways than like,
you're right.
Just facing issues. You know, but you find
other ways than facing issues.
Well, you do face them, but it's kind of like, you know, it's like, if let's say I know that what I really need to do is just like get to more shows or like write the book or something. And I'm like, I think this is a fifth chakra issue. I think I need to do seed sound work every morning. You know what I mean? Or whatever. And stuff like that. Like, it's sort of like, it's always more appealing to me to go do some meditation thing than just kind of go straight at the actual thing I'm avoiding.
Yeah, that's
good. But it does help.
I've never heard of this kind of thing. And now,
did you search?
These are eight easy things you can do to realign your throat chakra right now. Number
are you
one,
on Deborah King? What are you on?
I'm on intuition-physician.com.
Do you want me to see if I can guess some of the ones that they're going to say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sing.
Use your voice. Yeah, that's number
journal.
One.
Journal. No? They're wrong.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Journal, journal, journal. Ding, 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 ding. Journal.
So
journal.
They want me to journal?
Sing.
Yeah.
I sing.
You know,
not well, but I sing.
Speak your truth.
Well, this is also covering everything, Jacqueline. This is, it says sing, but it also, it says talk, use your voice, and then it says stop the chatter. Which one? Like, number one.
Stop the chatter? I
okay,
think they
this
mean.
Is what, use your voice, use your mouth in other ways, which definitely Lisa does.
Wear
that
blue.
That was a penis joke.
Wear blue, wear some kyanite.
Pick up a musical instrument, play music that makes you move. Journal, kyanite. What's kyanite?
It's a like stone. Like if you're like gonna get one crystal to hold, if you want to get some stuff for your fifth chakra,
yeah,
you get like a blue stone.
You know where we can get that from?
Yeah,
we know a man that sells crystals.
You do?
Yeah.
His name is Wendell.
Is he in Union Square?
Could be, but he's a dancer. No, he is a dancer that's opening for, or he opened for us on November 6th at our show at Union Hall.
Oh my God.
So he's an amazing dancer, but he also sells crystals and he also imports furniture. So don't worry. He's got every market covered.
But he won some lottery and he is living, on 30th between, we don't
want to get direct. In the West Side. Of New, like in mm-hmm. the West Village, like Chelsea, I guess, but Chelsea.
Oh,
West,
right,
West.
Yeah, right about the, right above the High Line. The
okay.
High Line you could
yeah,
see from his window.
You can see the High Line. Guess what he's paying? In a one bedroom apartment, $530.
No, yeah, why?
Because you can there's just an enter artist lottery.
Oh, it's oh right. I spaced out during that because I actually was like, I started thinking more about the fifth chakra thing. I know what you need to search. Okay, a couple things you need to search: fifth chakra, hypothyroid.
We actually don't even have to do this now. I'm going to be doing it at home.
You can try at home.
But
allow yourself to lie comfortably on your back, and in this position, rest your hands on your lower belly.
I hate her. Please stop this.
I think you do have a problem with it because you immediately started pacing around in your cage. Metaphorically speaking.
I'm going to send you, though, the best stuff because the internet is filled with that. And I know the best people's sites to read versus the garbage.
Okay.
So you don't have to sift.
Perfect.
I know what you're thinking.
I love the idea of a sifter. When I was in home economics class, though, I loved sifting.
You know, I loved pouring.
I just chose not to buy a sifter today.
You don't need it. I just like, enjoy it.
Right, you know, I can get the flour on there.
Yeah, it's not about flour. It's about like a chunky little flour. Ooh, what did you say?
Of course I'm not using true flour now.
Oh, snap.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
What do you want?
I'm pretty excited about the cauliflower pizza. It wasn't perfect the other night because I didn't have measuring cups. When you bake, you really got to measure properly. Versus cooking where you can kind of like wing it?
Basically with this shit, which is where I'm going to... It also depresses me because all these cool people... Like, I was on a show the other night and like there were three female comics. We all had something about like, I guess I'm fat.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just the worst. And I don't want to... But it's true. Like, a lot of my clothes don't fit.
Yeah.
And it's easier to lose. And then you feel, but you just have to basically, for what's worked for me, is like get obsessed with the idea of looking different.
Right.
And that becomes the new food.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's very hard because at any given moment, I've heard people say these things like, eat naked or something, because then you'll like be very aware of your like body flies while
you
eat or something.
You eat naked.
And that will not stop me. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, why do I care about that? This is, you know, it's truly the thing that makes me feel happy. Like nothing else.
Yeah.
That is what I'm, you know, feel anxious about. Like, it's late at night and the places are closed.
Late at night is the worst for me because I can be very like controlled during the day, and then nighttime comes. And then
lobster,
deep fried shrimpies on a little rice patty.
Being with you at night is definitely great, especially at your house. You'll like cook and then you're like, here's an extra cheese slice. I also spiff this up.
Oh,
look at that.
We went to McDonald's together late at night. It was the best.
Yes.
We were at a restaurant
platter.
And I said something. I was like, how about mac and cheese bites? And she goes, no, something light. And then she goes, sampler platter. Please. And then, so we got a cheeseburger, wings, and mac and cheese bites when she didn't even want to get mac and cheese bites.
Yeah, it's just a slippery slope. And the other thing is, I will say this, and this is, I think, a thing that we need to say in this conversation. It doesn't fucking matter. Being thin is like having a lot of Twitter followers. Doesn't make you better, but it does really fucking matter, doesn't it? It is everything, isn't it?
It matters
sometimes.
Like, there are times where I'm just in the mood. Like, when I was really, like, trying to finish the book and stuff like that, I did not care. Like, I was getting pizza, like, every night. Like, just, like, order a pizza. Like, just...
Yeah, it's delicious.
Like, pizza makes me... The second I, like, get down to having no money, I feel this panic need, and I just always, like, immediately order a pizza because I'm so afraid. Like, the second I feel hungry for dinner that night, I become, like, afraid that I'm going to not have enough money to, like, eat. And so I just, like, immediately get a pizza. It's, like, I was, like, I can be as fat as I will. Well, it's usually ordering in a full pizza.
But you order the same place.
Great instinct,
pretty much because it's ordering in. Yeah, but I switch it up a little bit depending on like time. But there was one place, regular ordering from them. But like at that point, I decided, you know, I could not, I didn't have the energy to make like healthy choices or worry about that or think about that. It was just like, I'm just gonna comfort every other part of myself. And then later when I finish the book, I can, like, start fresh.
Yeah, I always have, like, these dates. And, like, I'm going to go to Japan and Thailand in a couple weeks. And then when I go there, I had an idea where I was like, this is, like, actually kind of pathetic. But I had an idea that, like, I would surprise Shauna and be, like, so thin. Be, like, show up and be like, hey. Look.
After you hated on the military wives, crazy hypocrite,
oh my God.
Woman.
I'll admit it. I hated
our military women.
She hated the military wives who lost weight for their husbands coming back from war.
Yeah.
She was like disgusted by that.
I hate it so much. Because I wouldn't publicize it too. Like, I think it's kind of pathetic, but I had that fantasy.
They probably gained it when he was gone. Because they just whatever, and they like don't want it to be.
I just hate the idea of. I just hate the way it's broadcast. I hate that it's like the gift of making your body good for. No, it's for you. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But then obviously, yeah, no, I was in my own mind. I get you. Hate, you also hate what
no,
you are.
I think
so. That's why I hate that military.
Yeah, that's
story.
Why I hated it so much. The projection.
I hate talking about it right now. I feel like it's.
I feel
you know
sick
what I mean?
Talking about. I feel embarrassed
because
about
the other
cauliflower
thing is
pizza.
Because Shauna, my wife is like a thin woman, and honestly, she looks at her body every day. I'll hear her say something like shitty about her body. Then I'm like, can you not do that? Like, it's not necessary. But she knows relative to like what her body was when she like did coke and danced the night away in San Francisco to now being like a normal woman. And then I get it too. Like there's a range, like we all have like our range. And when you're on the bottom part of the range, you're like, I'm better than my exes. And then when you're at the top part of your range, you're like, I better not see my exes for a while.
No, it's crazy because I used to be a nut. I mean, I was a vegan for a long time, but then I would write down everything.
Yeah.
I would work out every day for like 2-3 hours and I looked great looking back at the photos. But at the time,
you
I
didn't
was like,
feel great.
I hated myself so much. And I was like, looking back, I'm like, holy shit, I looked so amazing. Why wasn't I having sex with everybody all the time running around? But I was wearing tankinis and being like so upset.
Oh
and then
shout out to the tankini, my favorite piece of clothing.
But now
tankinis.
But now I'm heavier than I've ever been, but I'm also living like the best life ever.
Yeah,
it's like so crazy. Career wise, better than ever. I thought I'd have to be really thin to get TV stuff.
That's what I thought too.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm going to be on a new show I'm filming in a little bit. Well, what was crazy? So I broke up with my boyfriend and I was going to go to Scotland. I mean, it's called Joking Off.
Joking Off on MTV starring
But yeah, when people are okay, I'm not even gonna get into the music right now.
Don't try to roast me.
I won't. That's why I stopped myself. But I like broke up with my boyfriend, then I went to Scotland, then I was gonna film Adam Devine, and I was like, "Oh, I hate you so much. I'm not gonna tell it anymore. I'm not doing it.
No, you will.
That's your punishment.
No, you will.
Play some more Drake.
No, you will."
No, because you're going to press play. Put your hands in the air. So I went to Scotland and I was going to film Divine. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be on TV. I should lose weight. And then I did it. And then I got Chelsea and I was like, I should get thin. I'm like, I didn't. And then it kept happening. And then I was like, whatever. But I'm waiting for the big payday. And then I want to hire a black man to work out with me.
Oh, God. I'm waiting. I know the big payday.
That's what I want.
Completely.
And then I'm going to be on the cover of Us Weekly being like, I lost 30 pounds. No, I would never.
Yeah, why lose weight when someone's not paying you to lose weight?
I want someone to be like, you're hired for this job, but you need to lose 30 pounds. And like, that's what I'm craving.
I used to be really good at that when I hosted the kids show. I like would lose. I literally
you,
would
you
just
also
lose like 15
silly
pounds.
Haircut.
I know, guys. I mean, it was also the 70s.
Wait.
Yes. I showed you a clip of my YTV show in real life. Yes, I'll look it up right now. And yes, when I look back, did I deserve to be nominated for a Gemini?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Is that a Canadian Emmy?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
My life is just so great. And like, I do wish that I had fit into my pants, but.
Well, great team. You finished the Army.
Show her the hair.
So congrats on that.
Oh my God.
But unfortunately, your journey ends here.
Wait.
You've been eliminated.
Is this real?
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Just so that you never forget.
Oh, your hair looks great there.
This is season 3.
Real life watches for both of you.
I will miss my friends the most and.
Sorry, I couldn't pay attention to the haircut.
No, your hair looks great in that one.
Yeah.
So, but that was a real elimination, right? That wasn't.
Yeah. I eliminated kids
every
week.
You were literally a real reality
TV. I think I was
TV.
Crying a little bit in this one because something really unfair happened to them.
Wow.
But basically, I would lose weight
so
right before we shot.
So funny that you did that. Like,
yeah, it was such a good
like
gig.
Hearing you say those words is so like funny. Like you being like, unfortunately, you're going home, or like
your journey ends here. Yeah,
I'm writing a mean message right now.
What?
This person that lives in Waukesha, something Wisconsin, is messaging me in group messages, being like, vote for me for this costume contest. So I left the group quietly and he sent me another message. So I'm going to write a mean one. I need to get my aggression out somehow. And it's going
to
be,
I wrote a mean
him.
Message the other day to my Canadian agent's assistant. Because she wrote a message to everybody saying, like, get your stat sheets. And the stat sheet is like, how much do you weigh? What is your... I mean, like, and also just simple information. But she wrote a message being like, it's been a month since I sent the stat sheets out. And you people are not... And then she... But she put all of our email addresses, like all these actors' email addresses, rather so that people could reply. And then I wrote back being like a snarky thing being like, well, maybe you should not make this reply allable. But I think I said, but now I know I'm part of the cool kids club. Something, something, something.
I bet it was really good.
It was like way better than the way it sounded in that. Yeah, it's good to flip out, but then you feel bad after if maybe they feel bad.
What was annoying though was sending dirty videos today, and I was like, it's
I don't
want to
touch your phone, by the way, because I know you don't own Windex. So
no, but it was in the shower with me. It's waterproof.
Oh, I always did. You wash your phone in the shower, even when it's not waterproof. I always bring my phone into the shower, unprotected.
Why won't you just get a waterproof phone like this one?
Is that nobody wants phone that waterproof? Phone.
Yeah.
Did you stop having an iPhone?
Unfortunately, no. I saw you notice. I actually met a guy in the deli. My iPhone, my first one was like taken. Second one, so I had to, while I wait, you know, for the big payday or whatever to get the new iPhone, I've been back on my iPhone 4, which is totally cracked screen. So then I met this guy in the deli the other night, and he was like, you're a comedian? Like, it came up, okay? I know that... That sounds like I was like, you know, but yeah. It just did. And then he was like...
Panhandling for iPhones in the dark.
Yeah, yeah. And then he was like, Do you want a free BlackBerry? Like, I can postmate it to you tomorrow.
What?
If you just like
Wait,
tweet
you
like
just
work
met this person
in
the deli?
Deli and the next day he posted mated me a BlackBerry. So I'm
using
it.
What did you give
it.
Him?
Well, I'm supposed to, and I'm going to tweet once, but or however what? Many times, tweet work-wide. That's their like hashtag, like work-wide. Because they want people to... They're targeting people
who
have...
Who is they? I thought it was a guy in the deli.
It was, but he works for some kind of like social media like thing.
I'm worried about you.
Anyway, I got it. So I'm pretty excited to have a keyboard finally. I've always yearned for the keyboard that I could look away from and type.
Kim Kardashian uses her BlackBerry. I read a thing about it.
My friend...
She has the iPhone for the camera and in social media, and she uses the BlackBerry for texting.
I feel
and
threatened by how comfortable you just got in the studio. She just sprawled the body, pushed the microphone.
Also know that
enough.
I might be bleeding out of my tampon, too.
I hope that I bleed soon. My tits hurt.
You know, the fear of going through the pants, even if it goes through the pants,
who cares?
It's not really very visible anyway.
No, I just can't. Well, we all need to start using Diva cups is what needs to happen.
Oh, no way.
And I keep not
you
doing
mean
it.
How
instead,
long will a Diva cup hold my
The old one was called Instead. Like, I don't know if they still make them. And it was so funny. Like, it was like, you could try one of these instead. And it was called Insteads. It's like one of those little cups that goes near the cervical entrance and just cups it.
Yeah.
Insteads.
And they're, no, but Diva cups are good for the environment.
Right.
Instead, too. Yeah, they're reusable. You just wash them and there's a special liquid.
Yeah, but like, who wants to be...
No, a friend got them for me. I keep leaving them in
Skokie.
I would
spill it. I would for sure, like, take it out, immediately spill
her
it.
Her thing is that we shouldn't
myself.
Be ashamed of our bodies.
I'm not ashamed of my
and
body.
And our periods.
Yeah.
And you should be able to touch it.
Yeah, so actually going back to the whole body thing, like, I like my body. I think my body's cool. I mean, I'd love if there was, like, abs painted on my body. But, like, I like my body. But then when Shauna looks at her body, I'm like, yo... You're tiny. What are you like? If I tried my hardest, I could never.
Yeah, I can't
them.
Imagine having her body and being upset. But I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have photos of me looking great.
I do have a lot of fantasies of like I noticed myself like saying this in my head, and it's probably like it feels like maybe it's a term, but like kind of like being like fuck you skinny. Do you know what I mean? Like that's like I was looking at something the other day, and I'm like that is like that skin that kind of skinny that this like girl was not in it because it wasn't. It didn't look like anorexic, okay, but it looked like the very first level of like healthy, okay, but there was nothing. Like there was just nothing. Like, and what I'm so jealous of is clothes. Is just being able to put on clothes without
thinking.
I want to
just swim in so many clothes. I want to put on all my clothes and be like, oh,
I can't
touch any of the contours.
I don't wear jeans, and I wish I could just wear jeans and a tee and walk out the door, and
I
don't.
No, I mean
that's what I want. Though.
These videos and stuff of me because I don't. I relax my belly when I'm on stage, and
it's like, your chakra.
And I'm so annoyed that I don't fucking suck in. And it's like, And like my stomach is really like, in addition to the like fat layers, it's just like very distended always. And if I'm like relaxed, it's like, you know, I have people ask me if I'm pregnant and stuff like that all the time. It's like really annoying.
Really?
Yes. Like strangers.
Okay, now we need to go around and say the part that we love about our body the most.
Oh yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
My titties.
Is it your tits?
Yeah.
My tits are kind of wild and crazy. They're like not the best. They're like kind of little, but pretty good. But I hate. Okay. My favorite part about my body is
my wrists. I don't know.
I've got good calves. They're
calves?
Strong. Yeah.
Are they elongated or like?
And my face is like a pretty good. None of us got ripped off, you know?
There's something about like, what's the favorite part of your body? And like, there's something sort of funny about like, I feel like you're not allowed to be like, my face.
My face. Yeah. Like, that's like, should be the everybody's face.
It's like
face.
Saying like, what's like your, like, yeah, it's, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's sort of.
I'm going
like,
to just, I'm
going to
introduce a song called 50 Pounds, 50 Pounds by Alana Johnston, who's been on this podcast before.
This is so sexy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Now, is that part of an album of similar
sort of? It's
called
Self-Esteem Party, her album. She also has a song.
I mean, it's kind of interesting. So it's like basically instead of how every song is about like a lover who's broken your heart, is that like it's all of not that?
They're kind of like nonsense songs. Like this, there's this one too. They're all like 30-second songs.
Oh, okay.
She's a comic. This one will get in your head. Coming up, we're going to call my mom, but first, we're going to hit some lyrics at the end of the song. If you have any questions, tweet them in.
I also, no, I was a camp counselor.
I like that you didn't finish the thing
camp.
That you were like, no,
really?
No. What?
Oh, yeah. That's so interesting.
I was a camp counselor at a fat camp.
What were the ways that they did fat camp versus other camps?
There was 3 workout classes in the morning, 3 meals, 2 snacks, all healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this camp was, they didn't do the right things.
What do you mean?
They like would give not that good of food, but small quantities. So then you have all these like hungry kids without the vitamins they need. Like
horrifying.
Usually like if you're, want to eat healthy, it's like, hear all these things with fiber that will fill you so then you don't need to eat more. But it was like tiny little things of mac and cheese low-fat Doritos.
Right.
And it was like, these
that
kids
is,
are going to go nuts.
That's like so like 90s. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the 90s error.
We're going to call my mom and talk to her about
depressing
sent an evil
diet message.
Type issues.
The message has been sent.
Just know if you're going to speak to my mom, yell into this other microphone. Yo, mama, what's up? This your shorty boo boo honey sounds.
Yes, Tina, what's wrong?
Oh.
I need money.
Need money?
How much money could you guys lend me if I needed it?
I already gave you money, Bina.
What do you mean?
You already have lent money.
Don't air my dirty laundry.
You just asked for their, like,
oh, no.
Savings.
Basically, I'll explain to you guys later. Mom?
Yeah?
I wish you weren't so forthright. And also, we were just talking about diets. Remember when we did the cabbage soup diet together in high school?
No.
In my formative years?
That turned me off cabbage for a long time.
Yeah,
cabbage combined with tomatoes. Oh, no.
Oh, that steak and tomato day killed it. Because there's you can't eat anything for what feels like years, and then like day 7 you can eat one steak and tomatoes, and I ate it for breakfast, and then I didn't want to eat steak for the rest of my life because it tasted so weird.
I did. Yeah. I actually did the Master Cleanse once.
The Master Cleanse?
Yeah.
That's intense.
Some crazy diets out there, I think.
What do you think is the diet that works best for human-bodied girls?
I don't
know. Everything in moderation.
Really. You know, they always
are you
say
fighting with my mom?
To exercise, to, you know, eat properly, blah, blah, blah. Eat every 3 hours or whatever. Don't eat too much, you know. But for some people, it doesn't work. Some people eat a lot and they don't never put on any weight, you know. I would like to be one of these people.
You were actually, Mom, you were one of those people when you were younger. I saw those pictures. You hot tibumbati.
Yeah, but I was, I tell you the truth, I told you, Bina, I was a little bit anorexic, you know. That's what it was.
Say it again.
You know what I mean, okay? I'm not going to say it again. Don't be like that. Okay?
I just wanted to hit a sound effect after.
We won't talk about it.
No, I'm not saying it again because maybe I said it incorrectly and you're making fun of me. That's all.
No, no. He wasn't.
That's a scary ghost in the back. Mommy, listen, I have to tell you one thing. Can you give the listeners a positive message about loving your body and loving yourself?
Yeah, I guess you just have to accept what you have, and, you know, that doesn't mean you cannot try to lose weight or be more fit or whatever, but just be happy with what you have, be happy that you're healthy, you know, that's all I can say. I mean, I would love to lose weight, but on the other hand, I'm not crying about it every day, you know, this is what it is, you know, I would love to be able to go to a store and just put on anything and it would look good on me.
That's what we were saying.
How it is.
And then can you clarify that I didn't borrow money from you guys like a delinquent. I have a mortgage with you guys.
You
That's
do?
Right.
Yeah. There's interest.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
You mean they're collecting interest, right?
Yeah.
On your
debt. 4%, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice. My dad likes to do that, too.
And you're pretty good at paying, okay?
Huh?
Remember, right? You're pretty good at paying, you remember?
Yeah, I remember. I just wanted to clarify that I don't just, you know, that I'm like a really successful person or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And you borrowed it for a good reason, not just to, you know, buy a Mercedes-Benz or something, right?
I mean, that would be a pretty good reason.
No, I don't think so.
I'll admit it.
I wouldn't have given you the money for that, that's for sure.
I feel like I'm having some regrets about, I feel like I just, everything I said today in this was really, I just like fractured message. Like I was just like, I'm making cauliflower pizza. And then like 5 minutes later, I was like, and in the master class, I don't know. Like I just feel fractured.
I think that, I feel the same way. Like I don't want to talk about diets because I don't want it to seem like it's a real thing, but it is, it's a real thing. And that, I mean, I think it's okay to talk about that because, like, it is about balance.
People don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, and it is about balance, and that is a pressure that every woman I don't think there's any woman that actually likes her body, and that's a problem. And we can fix it by talking about it.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, like, I think if I would be really, really big, I probably would be very unhappy. I think I would be very unhappy. I mean, I know I should lose a little bit of weight, but, you know, and
fuck it, you married, you retired, you chill.
But yeah, you know, whatever, it is what it is, you know. You can't dwell on it every day, you know. One day, maybe one day it's gonna happen, you know, when you least expect it.
Yeah, this podcast is dedicated to self-esteem.
Let it go, you know, maybe it will happen, who knows.
Yes, so the outgoing message is stop trying so hard, bitches. Start loving yourself, let it go, and have self-esteem. Mom, any last
but Bina, try to eat healthy and live healthy.
All right, bitch, okay? You too.
But.
You should do that, okay?
I was
that
like,
that doesn't mean you can't have an ice cream once in a while, but not every day.
Making it all about the butts over there.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a weird thing. That's weird.
Did you
weird.
See that cute photo of me? As
that's
a
weird that she closed hilarious. It by she being like, but remember, but. You should eat healthy and don't eat ice cream
Look
every
how
day.
How skinny and cute I was.
That's a picture of you
On my 21st birthday. This was right after I worked at Fat Camp.
Everybody can be a photo
of me with zero, like, boobs.
I just wanted to show it to you.
Literally zero boobs.
Why does that make you mad?
I think we all feel mad about what we said.
I did have a weird moment, though, when I was walking and some man was like, he like said I was fat. I was like, you're poor and a minority and old. How dare you?
What did he say? Yeah. What exactly did he say?
Well, he was like being catcalling. Right. It was me and Megan. Right. And I turned around and I was like, nobody likes you.
Yeah.
And he's like, you fat. And I was like, you're poor and old. Like, what are you talking about? You're trying to make me feel not good about myself. I feel great. You see that apartment? I'm going to it, you know? It was weird.
Everybody sing this together now. You know what? We don't have to make this okay. It's society's problem that I feel bad. See you next week.
That's it? Could we please end on a more fun note? And we have to wait till that guy comes back.
We don't have to.
Well,
if you've got a fun note to end on, then I tried to close it out with screaming about self-esteem.
I mean, I do think actually there's something to I gained like 60 pounds and it's like, it's been quite interesting because I think when I was at the bottom of that, if I had said, like, would you be all right with gaining 60 pounds? That'd be like terrifying to me. And it's like, no, you're actually like, you actually do kind of learn some stuff. Like it does kind of, it's like you learn something. I don't know. You're just like, oh, I'm alive.
Well, you have that experience of not like using your body for a currency in the way maybe people are like, it really is like when I'm losing weight, I am motivated by the way my body will look. Right now, nothing about like the way my body's not at the tip-top shape. So I'm not, so it's all about the comedy that I'm writing or the conversations that I'm having or whatever. So
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of a useful experience. Like, I also think there's some benefit to going for it and just being like, you know what? Like, let's just like, see, like, some people might benefit from if they've never let themselves, they've been really strict. It's like,
and
just
what Lisa was talking about of like, oh, I'll lose weight for this TV taping, realizing that, oh, no, those opportunities actually are available.
Yeah.
And kind of like holding your body ransom or like, you know, just blaming your body on it is not actually a real thing.
Yeah.
Accomplishing stuff.
We're accomplishing stuff.
I do miss kickboxing. And swimming. Like, I do wish I was, like, doing things, but...
Okay, let's, like, kickbox and swim.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I feel like once I move, I'm going to try to...
Where are you?
I'm in Hell's Kitchen, but I'm going to go to Brooklyn.
Cool.
And once I, like, put roots, sign a one-year lease, I want to try to find, like, a place with a pool.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the pool next week. My name is Sabrina Jalise.
Jacqueline Novak.
A whole new world.
And
Lisa Traeger.
Ariel.
I was Jasmine, but... Did you guys see the clip?
Shut up.
Hold on.
No.
It's a cat.
No.
Listen,
no.
It's a cat.
No.
It's a cat.
That's it.
Dress.
Don't, Aaron, cut it off.
Cauliflower crust is the new thing that I'm working on.
Don't you know you are my heartache?